Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The United States has suspended two more military exercises with South Korea as part of a commitment given by President Trump to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They were scheduled to take place over the next 3 months. Sophie Long reports.
President Trump's announcement that the US and South Korea would suspend what he called provocative and expensive war games was a surprise concession following the Singapore summit. A week later, a major joint military exercise due to take place in August was put on hold. And now two Korean-American Marine Exchange training exercises would also be postponed indefinitely. The Pentagon said that the US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had suspended select exercises to support implementing the outcomes of the Singapore summit. The South Korean Defense Ministry said there could be additional measures should North Korea follow suit with productive cooperation.
Media reports in the United States say its Navy is drawing up plans to build detention centers on military bases in an attempt to tackle the migration crisis on the border with Mexico. Here's Warren Bull.
According to Time magazine, the plans are contained in a memo drafted for the U.S. Navy Secretary's approval. It outlines proposals to build what are described as temporary and austere tent cities to house 25,000 migrants at abandoned airfields in California, Alabama, and Arizona. The estimated cost of these centers, it says, is $233 million over 6 months. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman could not confirm the details of this specific memo, but said the department was already preparing to provide up to 20,000 temporary beds for unaccompanied migrant children.
It's the final day of campaigning in Turkey ahead of Sunday's snap parliamentary and presidential elections. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces a challenge from a reunited and re-energized opposition. Mark Lowen reports.
When Recep Tayyip Erdogan called snap elections in April, he caught the opposition off guard and Turkey's powerful president looked set for an easy cruise to victory. But the fractured opposition has united for the parliamentary election that could deprive Mr. Erdogan's AK party of a majority. And a firebrand centre-left MP, Muharrem İnce, has electrified the presidential campaign as the Stop Erdogan candidate, possibly managing to push him to a runoff. The odds are still stacked in Mr. Erdogan's favour, but for the first time in 15 years, the opposition is daring to dream.
World News from the BBC.